You dug out yet? Good Monday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Morning Glory on the Vine, a 1971 personal book of poetry, lyrics, and paintings by Joni Mitchell that was then limited to just 100 copies and given as a gift to her closest friends will be available to everyone in October, just in time for the holiday shopping season, just saying. Joni will write a new introduction herself. Things have been moving along lately for one of the greatest songwriters of all time, no doubt. A tribute record just came out. There was a tribute show in LA last year featuring Rufus Wainwright and others. And last November, she made a rare public appearance to celebrate her 75th birthday. Joni, you might recall, suffered an aneurysm in 2015 and has kept a pretty low public profile ever since. Well, who knew he was such a Renaissance man? The Nationals' Bryce Dessner is putting out a new album of classical music. El Chan, as it's called, will be out on Deutsche Grammophon April 5th. It features three pieces composed by the guitarist and performed in part by pianist Katia and Maria Lebec. They're going to perform it in Paris 2 days later. Now, National fans, fear not. Bryce will be back to rocking it with his twin brother Aaron, the Devendorf Bros, and Matt Berninger in May when the Nationals' I Am Easy to Find comes out. Now, in a case some see as David versus Goliath, the Goliaths are striking back. Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and Google have filed an appeal with the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board on their recent decision to increase songwriter royalty payments by 44%. The CRB's 2-1 decision late last year in favor of the National Music Publishers Association and the Nashville Songwriters Association required streaming services to pay 15.1% of their revenue to songwriters and publishers. That's up from 10.1%. David Israelite, the CEO of the National Music Publishers Association, calls the industry's appeal a shameful and bullying attempt to cut payments. Apple Music, by the way, is the only streaming service not part of the appeal. Neil Young went to number one on the U.S. album charts this day in music history, March 11th, 1972. In 1978, Kate Bush topped the U.K. singles charts with the Bronte-inspired Wuthering Heights. That was her debut single, and what a song it was. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.